miles from a sandwich, an old yogurt pot, cigarettes that'll kill me, my scalp itches. I'll be your money man, I'll be your money man.
Friends and lovers, welcome back to Think of the Children. It's a premiere podcast in which we take the things you love round to the lake while they talk about rabbits and shoot them in the back of the head with a shotgun. My name is Owen Piper.
My name is Jay Lettall.
And you are joining us once again in our esteemed offices. Jay, how are you doing, friend?
I'm good. I'm wrapped in a blanket because the heating in my corner of the office is off for some reason.
It's weird weather in England at the moment. Like, the last 4 days.
Yeah.
And this is the most British part of the podcast. The last 4 days, it's been scorching hot. And just today, it's like, it's just normal.
Oh, my room's always cold. I mean, my office is always cold.
We are in an office. Do not let the illusion part just yet.
My part of the office used to be a cellar.
What the fuck? This took a dark turn.
Yeah. I mean, it did. There's no way around it. It used to be a cellar.
Okay, that's
why it's got a back door in it.
Fuck. To transport your wines from your to the nearest speakeasy.
Yeah, basically.
So, Jay, you are Chief Financial Officer of our podcast. What did we do last week? Because I've already forgotten. And how well did it sell?
Did we do free phonics? I think we did free phonics.
No, we talked about free phonics, but I cut that from the show. shit, what did we even do last week?
I don't remember.
What the fuck?
Well, I clearly didn't do very well because we can't remember what it was.
What did we do last week? This is gonna. I need to look at the show notes for last week because I've already forgotten what we did.
You take notes on the show?
No, I put them in the description, don't I?
Oh.
Of the show?
I knew that.
On our SoundCloud page where you can listen to the show direct or you can listen to the show on iTunes.
Yeah.
By searching Think of the Children.
You can listen to our mouth noises.
Which is what you're doing right now.
Yeah.
I called the episode "Who Leads All the Ninjas," and I don't know.
Oh, Prank Patrol.
No, we talked about Prank Patrol. We ended up going with a new Spy Kids, which was a game show, as I recall.
And we were really on the game show hype today.
What did we? Okay, it didn't. It clearly didn't do very well. I know Spy Kids was involved somehow, and it clearly didn't do that well. So,
just like the original Spy Kids.
Oh, wow, okay. Just come for the Spy Kids fans.
Yeah.
Why don't you?
Fuck you, Spy Kids.
Oh, gosh, no. We can't challenge everyone to fights every episode, Jay. We're not that kind of show.
We can't, but I absolutely can and will.
The opinions of Mr. Little do not reflect the opinions of Think of the Children headquarters. So, should we get on with the episode? You've actually done something I never thought you'd do, and I've done some pre-pro before we actually record today, which is impressive for you.
Yes.
I've done some pre-pro. We've actually got some suggestions this week from some listeners as well, which is excellent. We'll probably open those up. Do you want to give your... Do you want to go first? I mean, you've got some ideas. You're quite proud of yourself.
I am. I, while sat in a library, had a sudden realisation that I was recording a podcast 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, the thing is, we record the show, like, 5 minutes before we... Like, it's all on the same day. Most sane people would record the show a day earlier before it goes out and put it out on, like, if say we record on the Wednesday, it would go out on a Thursday. Not us.
No.
We live at the edge.
Go big or go home. I looked up some ideas. I had a sudden realization. I was like, man, I used to love this one show. And I thought, what other shows do I used to like? So I looked some up from when I used to watch CBBC when I was but a lad. And I found three shows. The first one of which I think will be quite interesting to talk about, although now that I think about it, I'm not sure if we've talked about it. Do you remember Bamzuki?
I do remember Bamzuki. It's on my list as well. Bamzuki was great.
Bamzuki
Fuck.
Was super awesome. I've also got...
Okay, let's space it out. Let's focus on one and then we'll move. Bamzuki, do you want to explain Bamzuki for the lovely people at home?
Because
I
would love
to. A lot of this show is just very esoteric British TV shows. So.
Bamzuki was a game show hosted in the time of the 2000s. And basically the premise was you'd have kids who'd use this program to build monsters or like creatures that could like move. And it was all about like teaching kids like computer skills and how engineering and shit worked. Because you'd have to like...
I downloaded that program as a kid hoping to get on the show. I made so many Zooks. It was that's what they call the little creatures. They were called Zooks. I made so many of those things.
I also had the program when I was younger, but I could never make them walk.
Oh, I could. I love making Zooks. It was so much fun. They were shit, and they would never get me on the show, but they were fun.
Yeah, so basically, and then in the show, they would have challenges that would be stuff like wrestling on a spinning tabletop, or they would fight.
Like, your Zooks would, yeah.
Yeah, they'd, or they'd like, do, like, an obstacle course. It was really interesting as well, because when you think about it, it's such a cool idea for a show now.
Yeah,
that,
like virtual animals.
Yeah.
Like, the kids made, like, doing obstacle courses or, like, basic. They all had, like, very basic AI, like, you know, push this Zook.
It was an interesting show, and it was pretty cool. I think the obvious solution is to use real animals.
That's just cage. That's just cockfighting. The TV show.
I was gonna say another thing, but then we would have gone into my weeb side, so I will resist the urge. Just kidding. I was gonna suggest Killing Bites. Ha! Except Killing Bites is bad. So fuck it.
I don't know. You've got this weird energy this week. I'm into it.
I'm insane.
True.
No, I've been driven insane. I've had to do a lab report over the last, like, 2 weeks, and it sucked.
Oh shit! Yeah, it's exam season right now, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, that was the revisions. Fine. Revisions are stressful regardless. What you learn to do with it. Lab reports are not, especially when your experiment doesn't work.
Yeah. Fuck.
It sucks. Anyway.
I don't know. I'm uneducated. I flip burgers for a living. So
the laser beam didn't do the thing. Is basically the premise of my experiment.
The laser shot didn't annihilate Alderaan in the way I thought it would. I like this idea of just getting some kids to do cockfighting, but, like, the kids get to, like, give the cock, like, weapons.
Well, how about this? I've got an idea. You have a team of children, and then the children pick someone they don't like, and then they dress them up as an animal, and then they give them weapons, and then they have to fight.
It's just fucking trial by combat.
Yeah.
Just, Jeremy, we hate you the most, so here's a broadsword. Go kill Kevin. And then we'll like...
Kevin is armed with a trident and a net and is dressed as a giraffe.
You... I love this. This is fantastic. The problem with this is I think we found it too early because that's the podcast. Thank you for listening.
I've got other ones.
Okay,
trust me.
Hit me with them. Hit me.
Do you remember Get Your Own Back?
Get Your Own Back is a show that I know, and I know I watched it, and I know it's... Yeah, basically, yeah. Short version. Like, it was parents... And it was a game show, and then the parents got gunged.
Yeah, basically, the kids would accuse their parents of crimes, like not letting them go out or get a game,
or making them do the dishwasher,
or
have
something any kind of structure to their lives, or reasonable suggestions in how to become an adult person later on in life. And the kids would be like, "Fuck that shit!
God, Mom, I can't. What do you mean I can't have the new Call of Duty? I'm 14 years old.
Why can't I eat razor blades on fire? Why not?"
Mom, let me eat Tide Pods. Jesus. Let me throw racial slurs at people on the internet, Mom. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I'm going to put you in goo.
Yeah, exactly. So anytime a kid would try and be the world's shittiest person and their parents would just stop them, they'd be like, fuck you, parents. And they'd, they'd do game challenges. But I think the obvious thing is obviously to reinforce the fact that they don't want any parental guidance, the parents... like risk factor should be higher because originally it's just you get some weird gunk on you which probably smells more like plastic,
so we cut off their arm or something.
No, we drop them into a blender. Hear me out. The blender then, like, as the show goes on, as more parents go, the blender is like kept the same, so the gunk then turns into mutilated parent remains.
Okay, so it's
and if you lose, you join the gunk, but if you win, you get dropped, you get like parent gunk dropped. I don't like the sound of that phrase.
If you get parent juice, daddy's juices all over you.
So either way they get, either way they learn their lesson, and the parents are traumatized, or the kids are traumatized,
or dead,
whatever.
Or indeed,
someone
dead.
Dies internally or clinically.
Here to think of the children, we pride ourselves on killing the most people on national television.
And that's the thing, that will be the slogan. Someone dies internally or clinically.
Would they still have the really upbeat sort of like guy? Because I think the guy that did it...
Oh my god, yes.
Played like Duke on Tracy Beaks, like, now press that button and get your own back! And then they kill their parents.
Yeah. And if they don't press the button within a time limit, we throw the kids in with the parents.
Oh yeah, like a trapdoor opens and they both fall in.
And Duke from Tracy Beaker is probably like the one who pushes the button in the end. He's like, yeah, kill them all.
He just gets really excited, like really excited to kill some kids.
Yeah, he's too excited about it.
I love. Can we just comment on it? Last week you were all very anti let's kill the children, and I was really pro it, and now it's kind of like fuck it, right? If that's the direction we're going, let's really kill some kids.
Yeah, and we obviously put a disclaimer on like the show, like no children were actually killed in that like making of this program, but it would be a lie.
There's probably some loophole, like, no children suffered during the making of this programme because they died instantly.
Yeah.
So they didn't suffer, but they are dead.
Exactly. Like... It's the perfect solution. I will lie. I love lying. It's my favourite thing. No one knows who I really am. You all think I'm Jay, but I'm not.
I remember when you said, I enjoy doing this podcast with you, Owen. I think that's the biggest lie you've ever told.
Yeah, I enjoy nothing. I am a husk. I'm actually a skeleton. I was a ghost, but now I'm a skeleton. Wearing a dressing gown, lying on a Shea lounge, continuing this meta storyline.
The dressing gown has the Wimwall FC logo on it.
I feed on spleens.
That's quite a thing on which to feed.
That's actually a reference that no one is going to get.
I don't even fucking understand it, so we've got no chance.
Yeah. If somebody gets that reference, I will high five you.
Tweet us if you know what the fuck Jay's on about, yeah. Because I don't.
And if I show you this, if I forget about this whole challenge and show it to you, I will remember, and I will have you executed.
Okay, cool.
As an enemy of the state, because I can do that.
That's fine for me.
That's the kind of skeleton in a dressing gown on a Shea lounge that I am.
Do you want to do an audience suggestion before we crack on with your next idea?
Yes.
I've got a few options here. To continue this kind of game show trend you've got going on, Holly Walker suggested The Shiny Show. Do you remember The Shiny Show?
Maybe.
It was kind of aimed at younger kids than we were, so it's a little bit out of our range, but I do remember it because I remember my sister was about the right age to watch this when it was in its prime. So basically, it was like puppets who competed in a quiz to win what they called shinies, which were basically just knives and forks.
Oh, yeah.
Wrapped in fucking tinfoil, yeah. And it was, like, the shittiest thing ever. So, but what I'm thinking is we could, like, replace everyone with Gollum or someone and just go, the shinies. Just make it really fucking dark and obscene.
Or we make it so that, like, the puppets are... in the Uncanny Valley.
Oh, okay, so they've got, like, realistic human teeth.
Yeah, and, like, their eyes, I think. And, like, there's always someone screaming in the background.
It's filmed in a basement. It's filmed in our office.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't know why. I googled The Shiny Show. And this is what came up on Google. This is what came up on Google Images. I don't know if it is. I'm gonna say I think it's a horse gimp mask.
What?
Hold on.
This is a purely audio medium, so I think everyone's gonna love this.
I know, but we're gonna do it. It says it's a horse snuggy hood.
Okay.
But it looks like a gimp mask.
Okay.
And there you. And it should be done soon when my internet stops crashing on itself. Any minute. Here it comes. I'm so excited.
We've had very few dropouts.
Why would you say that?
because I live life on the edge.
Oh, shit. There you go.
Oh, here it is. It's coming. It's coming. Yeah, what the fuck is that?
It's a horse gimp mask, obviously.
That is very interesting.
I forgot about the robot in this show.
There was a robot?
Yeah, it's weird. I don't like it anymore.
What, The Shiny Show? Maybe we compete for the robot's dismembered pieces.
Yes.
So, like, we've cut up the robot for fuel or sustenance or whatever.
Basically, the first episode doesn't have any of the animals in it. It's just me being surprised by the robot, and I beat the robot to death with a bat, and I'm just crying.
We get some animals, and like fill them with animatronics.
Oh god,
this is getting really fucking viscerally dark.
I'm not sure I'm okay with this. We can make it so there's animals that nobody likes, so nobody feels bad.
Oh, okay. So like what, like ibis birds,
a tardigrade,
seagulls, a tardigrade. What else? What other animals are dicks?
People who play Fortnite.
People that play Fortnite. They are subhuman.
Exactly. They're the worst.
I mean, the League of Legends community.
Fans of Naruto.
Naruto fans. Fans of whoever Millwall is rivaling with currently.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't keep up with the sport.
Yeah, the sport of Millwall.
The sport of Millwall ball. Millwall. Millwall.
Ballwall.
Millwall, please contact us. Please, I'm begging you.
We love you so bad, we're making up sports around your name. It's like writing your name as a married, like with a married name, but like with football and Millwall.
It would make my life complete if Millwall got involved in this show somehow. So please, please, Millwall, please. Should we move on?
Yes.
What else you got for me?
My last suggestion is 50-50.
50-50. I remember 50-50. 50-50 was a show in which I think I would have killed to get my school on it.
Oh, yeah, with schools!
50-50 basically took 50 students from two different schools and compete and pit them in various physical challenges.
Oh, I googled 50-50 by accident without thinking, and I got the 2011 film with Seth Rogen and, what's his name? Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
That is not the kind of
show we want to touch on this.
No.
Let's leave that.
They would, like, go across a big inflatable obstacle course. It was kind of like Double Dare. No one fucking in our British audience knows what Double Dare is, but, like, they would go in, like, big inflatable obstacle courses, and they, like, put balls in nets and, I don't know, or just get through the course. It was well received. It ran for years. I think I would have shot a man to get my school on it.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
But I never did, obviously. Do you have an idea of how to ruin 50-50 in mind?
Okay, well, I'm looking at the... I think we could actually... I think a way that we've missed out is that we haven't funded this show correctly. Like, I think a lot of our production value is too low, which is why I feel like... So I think we should try and get funding from various governments around the world, get their worst criminals that are on death row. And you see, if I'm looking at the setup of some of these obstacle courses, there's a lot of spikes on here, and I think we should make it so that they're real. It's just an obstacle course, and if you make it to the end, you don't get to go free, you just get to go on it next time. And then eventually when the show ends, we just shoot whoever's lasted from the start. Like, there's no chance of survival, which is what makes it interesting, because it's a game of mental endurance to see who can survive the long enough without finally giving up.
I love this. It's like, this is so good. We should have saved this for the end.
Well, the thing is, at the end, we just combine all of these into one show, and...
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. See, we're already hurtling towards the end of the podcast.
Like, we know we've said that some of them were, like, children's show, but there's child criminals, right? There's gotta be.
Fucking hell.
Children are pieces of shit, man. Like, who gives a fuck?
So get kids off death row.
Yeah.
To engage in what is essentially the Hunger Games.
Yeah, we're doing the Hunger Games, but fucking good.
The Hunger Games, but not complete shit.
Yeah, yet. The Hunger Games, but with actual character development, because people will have mental breakdowns as they...
I'd watch this. I would watch this show, for sure.
I would watch this show.
What, kids getting murdered? Yes, please.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this podcast has taken a dark turn. I hope you were ready for it.
Yeah.
I love that idea, though, and I think we should definitely circle back to it. I've got another suggestion here if you want to take it.
Give it to me.
Okay. Bonnie Lewis suggests Teletubbies with the addendum, please go down that horrendous rabbit hole. I've broken your brain.
Teletubbies is already ruined. Have you seen the bear?
Well, no, I know we touched on the bear in one of our episodes.
Bear. But... No, I do not want to touch the bear, please. No, thank you. The bear instills visceral primal fear in my balls, okay? All the way from the depths of my soul, because men's souls are in their balls. That's where fear comes from when I am faced with the terrified prospect of engaging the bear in any context, okay? It has already been ruined!
But I think, I know we briefly commented on the bear, but I think there's so much more there. Like, we could genuinely make Teletubbies like a weird, very Lovecraftian kind of very horrendous experience.
I would rather deal with Cthulhu on a daily basis than the bear. Especially if the bear was wearing the horse skimp mask.
Yes! Oh, Christ. If someone could Photoshop that, please, I will tweet an image of the bear and the horse gimp mask together, and if someone Photoshops that, I will give you £20. I'm not joking. This is not a bit. I will send you 20 English pounds to make that. Thank you.
We will need all of your financial information and your national insurance number.
Alternatively, your PayPal will do fine. Yeah. But also, like, you know, if you want to give us that stuff, I'm not going to stop.
If you want to give us £20 so that we can give you £20, that's fine. It will be a different £20, obviously.
It will be a different £20 note, yeah. We're gonna swap them like Pokemon cards. Yeah.
Gotta catch them all that fucking cash money.
All that cash dollar. I think Teletubbies, I mean, if we just put them in a state of never-ending suffering. So, like, every time a TV show comes on, it causes them immense, terrible pain. And they come from a different dimension, which is run by the bear. Jay just went into a coma because he got so scared.
I do not like the idea of these four innocents being tormented eternally by the pain elemental of Yogg-Sothoth, known as the bear.
The
worst thing about the bear was that it was voiced by a woman, and I don't know what it is, but women, like, I don't know if it's because...
Oh, here we go.
I don't know if it's because...
Careful now.
...of some kind of ingrained fear of women, because women are terrifying because of the shit that they do. Because have you seen eyelash curlers? That is a torture device.
Yeah, that is a torture device from the mid-18th century, and God, what are you doing?
If you took that and applied it to a penis, that would be torture by law. Okay? I want that on the record. Okay? The fucking... the waxing... That's wrong. It's bad.
Well, that's what... Okay, well, you see, Jay, now that's because they have to try and live up to unrealistic beauty standards set by men.
Okay, well, you know what? Ignore the standards! Stop it! Just Jesus.
Thank you all for undergoing intense physical pain to make yourself look more attractive. But please stop doing it. You're beautiful as you are.
Yeah, please stop. Like, I'm not that picky.
You're all beautiful. Please stop doing that to yourselves, because it hurts us as much as it not as much as it hurts you, but like it hurts though.
To be honest, like, we're not even looking at your face. Most of the time, we're just looking at your boobs. Well, okay,
that's definitely getting cut. I'm not putting that in because that is blatantly misogynistic. Okay!
Everybody loves boobs, though. Boobs are the best.
Okay, we need to be really fucking careful here because this is very shaky ground. Please do not do... We've only just started this show. Please don't tank it yet.
It's fine.
Okay.
Looking at her boobs is bad, but killing kids is aight. I don't know why I went gangster at the end there.
Well, now I can't cut that bit because that's the funniest shit you've said all episode.
Just like put it at the start before the fucking intro.
Just look. Here's what you like a fucking preview.
Yeah.
Just hey, here's Jay's misogynistic ramblings. Now here's the actual show. Fucking hell. I know we're playing characters on this show, right? I know, like, to an extent we're characterised as kind of bastards, but fuck me. We can't just open with, hey, tits are better than face. Like, you can't just...
I mean, that's just, like, personal preference of what I find sexually interesting.
Okay, well, now we're getting...
I had sex with my friend Tom last night in Fable 3, and it made me very uncomfortable.
I thought, wait, you're... What? I'm telling Hannah.
No, we were playing Fable 3 and we forgot that you could just pick the option to have unprotected sex, and then like the sex noises started. But like I was like, I don't know why, but we just kind of sat there on the bed together like, this is wrong.
And then you took each other's shirt off.
Yeah, and then like it was uncomfortable up until we had intimate gay sex. That was
talk
fine.
Talk slower.
Stop talk it, slower. No! You're jacking. I knew it, you're jacking it. I knew that you were jacking it this entire time. We need to get back on track because all we've been talking about is
get back on
boobs and gay sex. That's the title of the episode.
I'm not calling the episode boobs
Cut
and gay sex.
Cut everything we've been talking about for the last 2 minutes, but just call the episode boobs and gay sex.
Oh, Can you fucking imagine the confused fucking people? Like, oh, the episode was really good, but why is it called boobs and gay sex? And we just reply with just a winky face emoji.
No, we like when we've done 100 episodes, we do like a Q&A, like, why is this one episode called boobs and gay sex? We don't talk about it. It's like, well, basically we had to cut because Jay started ranting about how he loves tits, and I started talking about fucking his friend in a video game, and Owen was jacking it the entire time.
I was not.
No, you were. I know you.
Shut up. So
I remember when we robbed that bank and you were just jacking the entire time and I was like, Owen! We are committing crime!
Can we stop talking about my penis, please?
Stop it.
No one wants to hear about my penis. Not even me.
I mean, I do.
I know.
I've had long discussions about my friend's penises before today.
Of course you have. And that's not the only thing that was long.
Yeah, a ruler is long. Relatively.
The joke was that... Oh, never mind. So Teletubbies, then.
Yeah.
From that conversation spawned from the innocent children's television show, The Teletubbies.
Okay, we give the bear boobs, done. All right.
Wouldn't that make it easier for you? No, hang on, no, because that would make the show better.
What? I mean, no, it wouldn't! Sure. It would make it worse!
But you love boobs, but you hate the bear. So you're giving the thing that you hate.
That's
the thing you love most.
I would be conflicted between my great love and my great hate. Boobs, but the terrifying face of the bear.
I am the bear with the brown fuzzy hair and my very nice A cup tits.
What? Why did you have to go into the cup size? Cup size doesn't matter. Every boob is beautiful.
That not how people... That's very true.
I've undone my misogyny there with my fucking every boob is beautiful.
All boobs are okay. All boobs are beautiful.
All boobs are beautiful. There's no, like, that's not saying that's no. Every woman is beautiful in every
Everyone
way.
Everyone is beautiful.
Unless
you commit war crimes.
No, unless you are wearing the horse skimp mask and those things that Owen's saying. Like, any terrible crime, guaranteed, you know.
First of all, some people are into fucking a horse. I'm sorry.
All right,
some
Catherine people are into the Great. Don't Jesus.
I'm just saying, don't kink shame.
I'm just saying.
Fucking hell, what even is this
I don't know.
Show anymore?
Just cut the episode. Let's restart.
Hello. Okay, so hello.
Just,
welcome.
You know
to
what?
Think
just
of the children.
Cut.
We're starting
cut
over.
Just cut my throat and be done with it.
Please, God, please let that be me.
Oh my God. I had another idea for one, and I just looked it up, and it's more terrifying than I remember.
Okay.
Do you remember Grizzly Tales for Gruesome Kids?
Grizzly Tales for Gruesome Kids gave me legitimate nightmares.
Yeah, but have you seen the updated version where it's the intro is 3D animated?
No.
Do you want...
What?
I will send it to you now, and the anticipation will make you wet your pants.
There was a version with claymation, I remember that one.
Yeah, like there was like the puppet one. That was the one I remember, but like this is the 3D animated version, and Uncle Grizzly, which I did not realize is the name of the guy who runs the cinema, is the worst. He's terrible. Oh, are you ready?
So Grizz,
it's coming.
Thank you. Well, before I watch this and give my live reactions to it, Grizzly Tales for Gruesome Kids is an anthology series, kind of like the Twilight Zone but for kids. So. And it legit, I was genuinely terrified by some of the stuff as a child. Like, it gave me really weird, kind of very visceral fears. So, I'm now going to watch the show that... Oh, what the fuck? That's... Oh, who the fuck is this asshole? What is wrong with his eyes? It's like the Crypt Keeper on meth.
Okay, this is the original one. I don't know.
Oh,
I can't
God.
Find it.
I remember the original. He's burned into my brain as a very scary boy. But who the fuck is this cunt? Jesus.
Yeah, well, Grizzly Tales for Gruesome Kids, all you need to do is, like, just let, like, any kind of Japanese horror writer write it instead.
Get Junji Ito on it.
Yeah, let him draw everything. Let him make the 3D models.
Yeah, have maggots literally crawling out of the kids' faces.
Okay, right, I wasn't ready for that.
I was. Let's genuinely... Right, this show is called Think of the Children. We haven't really ruined any children yet. So I say we make a show that genuinely psychologically destroys children, and I think this is it.
Yeah.
The original was scarier because the kid willingly went to the cinema to watch these gruesome tales.
I guess that makes sense. Because you've got to wonder what his mental state is.
Yeah, like he buys a...
He's clearly on acid.
Like he buys a popcorn box... full of maggots and eats those happily eats those. And he'll watch this fucking, this terrifying thing unfold about a giant fucking spider eating someone and then shitting them out and then they're a spider or something. It's genuinely upsetting. If you can find it, go watch this show. But it's genuinely scary.
You know, I want to say, like, that the eating maggots without really paying attention to what you're eating is, like, a terrible thing that you would never do. But I have eaten something called a pizza burger while drunk and sober.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it's like...
A pizza burger. That sounds like a crime.
Oh, it's the worst possible thing. I'm pretty sure, you know, like when you go into a kebab shop, they've got like the meat stacks thing?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they put one of those in it.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, it's not small. It can be cut into four slices and no smaller because it'll fall apart because there's so much shit.
Fucking hell.
Unfortunately, they closed down the restaurant that sells it, so I can't have it again.
Oh, that's... Well, I think you would have to because that is a sin.
No one has ever... No one I know apart from me has ever eaten it sober. I ate it hungover. That was probably the worst thing I could have done.
Right, that's probably not a great idea.
I'm now... That's why I was a ghost.
I thought toast killed you.
It's got bread in it.
That's not toast, though.
Well, don't poke holes in my story, man. You don't know me. You're going to pour my cereal.
I have another suggestion here from Megan McInnes. she suggests The Sarah Jane Adventures.
Which
was a Doctor Who spin-off.
I don't know how you'd ruin that, because the show wasn't that great.
The thing, right, we've got to be really fucking careful here because the actress Elizabeth Sladen, who portrayed Sarah Jane, very, very unfortunately was passed away not too long ago. So we got to be real fucking careful.
Oh, no. I don't mean her. She was great. She was great when she showed up in Doctor Who as well. She was really good. It's just like the kind of the premise was just not as interesting as like Doctor Who was.
Well, I know, but it was for a show for children, wasn't it? So like you've got to, you know, they deal with smaller threats that all conveniently take place within about a mile from Sarah Jane's house. I think the best way to ruin it would probably be...
Replace Sarah Jane with Rose.
See, you joke, but that's a fucking terrible idea and I'm living for it.
I know, because I hate Rose.
I cannot fuck... Right, okay, look. Okay, we're going to piss off a lot of people when I say this. Rose was shit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
She's really
like, she was alright. She was fine. But Martha was better.
Yeah.
Catherine Tate's character was phenomenal and remained the best companion the new Doctor Who series has ever had. Fight me. Rose just wasn't as interesting by comparison. She
was
alright.
Rose was really like just... She was basically just like the... What's the word? Audience surrogate in the show.
Yeah.
And that was it.
I knew what her character art was going to be the moment we were introduced to her.
Yeah. I was like, who wouldn't fall in love with David Tennant?
I mean, everyone should, because David, have you fucking seen David Tennant? Fuck me.
I like that Martha fell in love with the Doctor, then decided, like, he's never going to love me back, I'm out.
That was okay, but I prefer, like, Catherine Tate's character, Donna, was legitimately probably the best thing about Russell T. Davies' run on Doctor Who. She's fantastically written.
I really like that episode where she went through the what-if scenario if the Doctor had never met her.
Yeah, that was really cool. What, Turn Left, that was called, I think.
Yeah, and then there was the bug on her back, really which good. Terrified me.
Yeah, really good episode, Turn Left was.
Yeah.
But this is turning into a Doctor Who fan cast, and several of those already exist.
If it makes you feel any better, I don't typically like Doctor Who that much anymore.
Okay, my problems with Stephen Moffat have been well documented. So I think me going into why I think Doctor Who is shit now is a little bit... redundant.
I could piss off a lot of people actually just by my unfortunate dislikes of various things.
But Sarah Jane Adventures, I think how can we ruin that? Because it's kind of, I mean, you did say replace her with Rose and just have Rose running around.
Well, just
doing
replace
stuff.
Her with like, because the thing about was it Elizabeth Sladen?
Yeah,
she had a very like mentory sort of feel to the character. So she had an interesting relationship with the kid. Was it actually her son?
There was a kid in it she adopted. Right, through space bullshit, it was a kid that an alien race had created for some reason, I can't remember what. But he was only about a week old when the series started, for whatever fucking reason.
Okay, so, writing. yeah, so...
The show was not well written, I'll give it that.
I think what you could do is just make it so that instead of having the lovely presence of Sarah Jane herself, because I actually really did like her. You could just replace her with some kind of more unfortunate male role model.
Oh, okay.
Who's just a massive dick.
Okay, so what, like, have a show that's just toxic masculinity, the television.
Yes.
Luke, why are you crying? We have to kill these aliens. But Dad, they're a slave race. Shut up, we got to kill them now. What, you crying, you big fucking girl?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Just fucking sack up, bruh.
Only women cry.
Yeah.
Fucking imbecile.
Only women and people in touch with their feelings, whatever those are, cry.
What? We're not allowed to have emotions, son. We're only allowed to feel anger.
Yes. We must kill. Ma'am! I am man!
And then a title card saying Warhammer 40k. Just...
Oh, man. I mean, as a fan of the Warhammer universe, I want to say that it's more complicated than that, but it really fucking isn't. That's all the Space Marines are. That's why I fucking loathe them, apart from a few chapters. But I could go on for hours. This will turn into a Warhammer fan cast. I took your thing!
I'm trying to think of what I've got written down. What would be... Because we need to kind of find the nug. And you've had some really fucking good ideas. But I think... We very, very briefly mentioned it last week. The TV show Trapped.
Yes.
Which basically was another children's game show. It had a tower. The kids would descend through the tower. And on each floor, someone would be a traitor to try and undermine the group. And then the group would vote for someone to stay on the floor and not continue through the game. I think the way we could do that is, like, again, make it a reality show and we actually kill some kids, Snatch. And again, if they're criminals, I'm fine with that. These child murderers and whatnot.
I had an idea that I would love to see, but it would make it better, and also it's already basically the premise of the show that I had in mind. Just do Trapped, but with drag queens from RuPaul's. And I know that's basically the premise, especially because it's like, oh yeah, yeah, like people like gotta stay behind, but like the extra thing of like they would have to pick who stays behind or whoever wins.
Oh god, that's amazing! Fuck! No, yeah. That's really good.
I know, that'd be so good. I would love that shit and just have it.
That would be the whole episode.
Yeah, it would be so good.
They do a challenge, and then for the next 20 minutes, they have to debate who stays behind and gets trapped, and they just like really salty about it. Okay, no, I'm feeling this.
Yeah.
And then we execute them. No. For once, let's not kill the contestants.
Just because. Are we valuing the lives of drag queens above children? Because we absolutely should.
Yes, of course we fucking should. Drag queens are much better.
Who gives a shit about the future of humanity when we have drag queens?
Exactly. Again, you're trying to say this like drag queens aren't the future of humanity.
I was going to say, yeah, that's exactly what they are. They're the best.
That is what we're all rocketing towards.
Yeah, we will all become the draggest of queens. I don't know what that phrase means.
The draggest queen.
Yeah, the draggest queen. The ass queen.
The draggest queen.
we'll become dragon queens. We will become dragons. Flamboyantly dressed dragon queens. Let's do Trapped, but all the contestants are Komodo dragons in drag.
That would be the fucking weirdest thing.
And also it's illustrated by Junji Ito.
Fucking Rex, you are the saboteur. You must eat more flies than everyone else. If anyone else eats a fly, they lose the game.
Yeah, and then also Raven is there, and he's like, let the challenge begin.
He's just there. Raven, of course, is portrayed by RuPaul in this.
Yeah, I can't do RuPaul's voice. I'd love to, but I can't.
Let the challenge begin, Henny. Yes, God.
That'll work. Actually, no, I think we should hand it off to the next generation of drag queens. Because that's the whole point of RuPaul's, is to find America's next best drag queen. So I think rather than having RuPaul, we should have one of the contestants. And obviously it would be Alyssa Edwards.
Yeah, I could see Alyssa doing this. She's not doing anything right now.
Or, actually thinking about it, if you have to do, because of the like gothic feel of the show, you could also have Sharon Needles.
Sharon Needles or Raven or someone. Here's what I'm thinking though. Because RuPaul's a cunt and refuses to give Shangela a crown, how about we give her a job?
Alright, I don't know who Shangela is, but that's fine.
You piece of... Right, we're not friends.
What? I don't watch the show avidly, I just watch it when it's on.
Shangela was in the season before the one that's currently airing.
I didn't watch that. My flatmate who watches it, like, watched it without me, and then I just didn't have the... Then I was like, I just felt so betrayed I didn't watch it.
Okay, look, anyway, RuPaul's Drag Race fans will know what I'm talking about. Shangela was robbed, so we're going to give her a job instead.
Okay.
So, you know. Hallelujah, ladies! Welcome to Shangela's Trapped! On this show... We kill some drag queens.
All right. I love it. Oh, okay. I thought we were killing them. Never mind.
We don't have to kill. All right, fine. We don't kill them. We give them gift cards. I don't know. If you get trapped on the floor,
We have to have it because it's a kids show. It's got to have some kind of like educational value. So I think we make it so that everyone is killed by a different warrior from a different period of history.
Oh, okay. So it's like Deadliest Warrior meets.
Yeah. So like we have like no, that's it. If they lose the chance to get left behind, they have a chance to move up, but they have to fight one of history's deadliest warriors.
They have to fight a warrior from history. Yes.
Yeah.
And they have to use.
So
like
you could have like one of Attila the Hun's like. Oh, no, sorry, sorry, sorry. Genghis Khan's like horse, yeah, like a horse archer, or a Spartan, yeah.
Or a samurai,
yeah, or a samurai, or a knight,
or a ninja,
or me with a stick.
You just you with a bit of wood.
Listen, I've got to kill.
Come on, man!
I've got to kill regularly to live longer. That's how it works. That's the deal I made.
Is that the pact you made?
That's the deal I made with RuPaul.
Is this why you're a skeleton?
Yes, because I haven't killed anyone in a while.
You've start your flesh decays.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? If I'm going to affect my meta canon, I don't know who I should make my pact with. That's the real question. All right, that's guys, audience members, our pact. Who did I make my pact with? That's you can affect the meta canon.
Oh, okay. So this is like audience interaction.
Tweet at me. You can find my Twitter address at wherever Owen puts our Twitter addresses.
You can find Jay's stuff at totccast.com. Not .com. We don't have a website.
We should.
Yet. Wink. So should we wrap? Are you content?
I actually have one more random point to make that I discovered the other day.
Okay. Okay, go for it.
While I stole someone's phone the other day and was searching random things, I accidentally Googled Pornhub. And then I had an amazing idea. Yeah, no, not Pornhub. Pornhub.
Yes, well, yeah, Pornhub.
Yeah.
What?
So, but then I had the realization, oh my god, Porgs from Star Wars. And there is a Pornhub.net, and I think we should make all of our future shows on Pornhub.net. That would be our streaming service.
Okay.
That's it.
So what, we'd buy out Pornhub.net from underneath whoever it is.
Yes.
And that's our version of Netflix,
yeah.
Is what you're essentially trying to say. Okay. I'm into it. So all we have to do is raise $18 billion to buy Porgs from Disney.
Yeah.
And that's...
It's easy.
You can help us reach that goal by listening to the show.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to Think of the Children, episode number 7. We're getting through these at a good clip. As always, if you have any ideas or stuff you'd like us to ruin, you can send us your ideas at TOTCcast on Twitter, or you can send us an email to totccast@gmail.com. We'd also greatly appreciate it if you sent an email to Millwall FC and told them that we exist. We'd really appreciate that. Or, alternatively, leave a review over on iTunes. That would really help us out. It helps us grow as a podcast, get more people to listen to it. And also, it makes me feel good inside, like nothing ever has before, because I'm very alone. Jay, do you have any parting advice you would like to offer our listeners before we wrap?
I would absolutely love you. There is one skill vital across all time and space, and that is that you must always be ready and equipped to fight one of history's deadliest warriors.
What, just in case one busts down your door?
Yeah, man, it's happened to me before. That's why I'm a ghost.
Make up your mind!
No!
The internal canon of the people are going to stop watching if the canon of the show stops making sense.
Oh, okay, I get it. It's okay for the Marvel Universe to have multiverses, but I can't. Fuck, man. No support, no respect. Je suis Christmas.
Oh, God. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been Owen Piper.
I've been Jay Little. Or have I?
Okay, Jay, can I just do the fucking sign-off, please? Why are you doing... Why? Okay, no, let's talk. Why are you angry? What's the matter? Talk to me.
I don't know, honestly. I think I have low blood sugar.
and that's why... And there's the title. I think I have low blood sugar. I've been Owen Piper.
I've been Jay Little.
And this has been Think of the Children. This is a witty sign-off.